Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, just me tonight. Done this a few times, but would like to make it a recurring thing, theme, where I bring a little bit more value to you than just sports takes. What we do every other week, every few weeks on here, is we entertain you. We give you our sports takes, our culture takes, HBO, what shows we're watching, food, and I love that. But I feel like having this platform, having this voice, that I need to bring more value to you. And not only to you, but to myself. You know? I got a lot on my mind, a lot going on in my life, and I need to let it out. And I think, I know me personally, that what helps me get through a day or days is, well, first and foremost my family, but podcasts, listening to other podcasts, other people talk about their problems and their issues and what's going on in the world that's bothering them. And I feel I need to do more of that and talk about that. So, you know, I kind of wanted to start out talking about the A word, which is anxiety. And something I learned recently, kind of blew my mind a little bit, is that anxiety is actually a good thing. And you ask, how is anxiety a good thing? And most people have anxiety. You probably are listening right now and you're like, fuck that. I'm tough. I ain't a bitch. I don't get anxiety. Yeah, you do. Everyone gets anxiety at some point, more than others, especially in these times. But anxiety is a good thing. And why is it a good thing? Because it's a warning sign. It's telling you, you got to change some shit in your life. You got to switch the game. You got to switch it up. For me, it's the revelation recently that I don't want to do sales anymore. 13 years I've been in the grind doing sales. And I'm burnt out. I'm burnt out. And I do realize that most jobs, there's some sort of sales to it. And that's fine. That's fine. But I think I've just been through too many instances where you're taken advantage of, or it's just, you know, it's a lot of it's out of your hands and you're dealing with crazy people. It's just, I got stories upon stories. Maybe one day I'll share them, since I'm going to be doing more of these. But I want to do these type of podcasts because most people hate their jobs. That's just a fact. Gallup recently had a poll that only 15% of Americans are engaged at work. That means that 85% are not engaged at work, meaning they hate their jobs. You know, I think people, men and women, they live lives of quiet desperation. They wake up in the morning with a pit in their stomach because they got to go to this shitty office. They got to sit in a shitty commute and do a job that they don't even like, that they're not passionate about, that they get taken advantage of. They don't even get paid well, bad benefits. The whole nine. I mean, we can go on and on. Then they got to get back in their car, sit in that shitty commute, go home. You know, if they're lucky, they have a glass of wine or a beer or a joint, watch some TV, watch a ball game, go to sleep, get back up, do it again. And they do that 5 days, sometimes 6 days, sometimes 7 days a week. I spoke to someone recently that is doing because of, you know, vaccine mandates, people, you know, leaving work. They got to do double time. They're doing double shifts 6 days a week. And, you know, that's crazy. No one should be living like that, especially in the not in the richest country in the world. But that's a whole nother topic. We can get into plenty of other problems with this country that we call the richest country in the world, the U.S. of A. Which, you know, listen, this is a beautiful country. I'm not here to rag on the United States of America. It's a beautiful country. Love this country. You have more freedom in this country than most, trust me. Not like I've been to any other country, but, you know, I read a lot. I think the problem with this country is the people running it, but that's a whole nother, please. I think a lot of you know my take on politics. I'm not in the gang. I'm not in that Democrat gang. I'm not in that Republican gang. They're both one and the same. I don't care what you think. One, you know, pretends to care, and one just doesn't care. And you can guess which one is which. But it's all theater, and none of them are really interested in helping you. They're self-serving, and they're to serve their special interest groups, Wall Street, big corporations, you name it, big pharma. You know, the list goes on. So, you know, who cares who the president is? Who cares, you know, about this policy, that policy? Oh, we didn't get that. It's not, life goes on. Nothing that these people do is going to impact your life. So that's my take on politics, but who knows? Maybe one day I'll vote. But back to just the A word, anxiety. Anxiety is a good thing, you know? I think the core of my anxiety is supporting my family. And it's, you know, having the ability of a work-life balance is probably the most important thing to me. No stress, too. I mean, no stress, work-life balance. I've never been driven by money. Money is not the number one driver for me. It's important. Money helps. But I've never been greedy. I'm notorious. I don't even give a fuck. I'm cheap. I'm proud of how cheap I am. I don't care who knows. I don't know. It's just kind of how I came up. I think a lot of Italians are cheap. So for me, it's just no stress, good work-life balance. So I'm trying to figure it out. I think like most people, I'm trying to figure out, you know, I enjoy real estate. I don't love real estate. I'm doing that, but you know, I need something else and, you know, I'll figure it out, but I feel you. I mean, I don't think I have a friend or family member who actually likes their job. I'm trying to think, you know, let me think real quick. No, I mean, there's a few here and there. There's a few. Yeah, there's a few. But most people don't. Again, 85% in this country don't. And, you know, again, if I can provide any value to you, it's go slow and make good decisions. A wise man once told me, go slow and make good decisions. Now, I was stoned when he told me this, but it's so simple and just so amazing. I just can't get over that saying, go slow and make good decisions. It's something that kind of sticks with me every day. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm still young, but I'm not going to settle for something anymore. I'm really going to, this time around, take my time and try and figure out what's going to, you know, help provide for my family, but also give me no stress and give me a nice work-life balance. Now, that's almost impossible to find. Something that's not a job that's not stressful. No work-life, you know, has a good work-life balance and where you're getting compensated at least well. My resume screams sales. That's just what I do, I guess, what I'm good at. But honestly, just because you're 7 foot doesn't mean you should play basketball. Just because you have a 15-inch dong doesn't mean you should do porn. You know, it's not for everybody. You know what I mean? So it just, and I've seen too many people, trust me, in the beverage industry, in the media industry, whatever, real estate. I've only done real estate for 5 months, and I just, you see, you talk with so many different people, and it's just like, damn, you can tell this shit has made them go fucking crazy. So it's definitely for a different type of person. You got to be very mentally strong to be in any kind of sales, to be honest with you. And for me, I've stuck it out for 13 years, but I think I need something new. And again, I know this sounds like I'm venting, and I am venting. Honestly, I don't go to therapy. I've done it before. I did it back when I was 19 or 20. I went to like a few sessions. We talked about like sports the entire time. Thought it was cool. But, you know, other than venting to my family, you know, I'm not going to pay $100 an hour to go vent to Melfi or something. I think this is a place where I'm going to vent. And what I'm hoping is, again, I bring you some value. I'm letting you know that you're not alone out there. Like, you're not the only one who's like struggling in this life day by day to try and just support their family and just be happy. That's it. No stress. You know, stress is a killer. Anxiety is a killer. But again, anxiety is a good thing. Anxiety is a wake-up call. So I want to do more of these. I think, you know, I'll have, you know, I think more stories to tell next time. This is kind of just like an intro segment that I'm working here. You know, I think what's tough is, you know, I think people want to do things they love. For me, it's doing this. It's podcasting. It's running. It's spending time with my family. You know, how do you make money doing any of those things? I don't know. I mean, podcasting, you could, but, you know, you got to be a somebody or just be consistent, something like that. But, you know, paralysis by analysis is, you know, I think what holds people back. Overthinking, overanalyzing stuff, you know. I think too many people do that, and they don't make that jump. They don't take that risk, and it's tough when you have not a pot to piss in. You don't have any sort of security. You don't have, you know, family money or anything saved up. How do you just take a risk? How do you just, you know, quit your job? And, you know, Gary Vee always talks about quit your job, like. Okay, like, it's not that easy, Gary Vee. You know, not everyone has, you know, a trust fund or family money or, you know, whatever. It's almost impossible, for at least for millennials, to save money. We're the generation that got screwed, you know. We're not like the boomers who got left with like their parents' house or, you know, God knows what. They were able to, you know, make a living off of, you know, you could fucking back in the day, you could work a retail job and buy a house. Like, that's, you know, you can't even like rent an apartment and work retail this day and age. So it's tough. It's tough trying to make it out there. But again, you know, I just want to come on here and just kind of, you know, kind of the opposite of what we usually do on here, which is just talk about what's going on in sports and pop culture and all that stuff. This is just going to be the complete opposite of that. This is just going to be me fucking bullshitting, which I'm doing right now. I'm just ranting all over the place, talking about whatever. In my opinions, you know, I'm brutally honest. I'm going to be brutally honest on here and talk about, you know, personal stuff. And, you know, I'm not going to call out anybody, but, well, personal stuff with me and just kind of stuff I'm thinking about. You know, right now, it's the crazy thing in this country is the vaccine hysteria, which, full disclosure, I'm fully vaccinated. I got both jabs. My opinion, it's safe. You know, after the second one, you know, I was like tired for, you know, a few hours the next day, but life goes on. I don't know if I've had COVID. I don't know if, you know, if I have had it, I got it before I got the jabs or while I've had the jabs and it just didn't affect me at all. You know, some say that your blood type, if you're type O, which I am, you're more immune to the disease. If, you know, you get a lot of vitamin D, if you work out, if you eat healthy, if you drink, you know, there's things to mitigate it, which I'm a runner, you know, I work out quite a bit. I try and get outside as much as possible. So I try and get enough vitamin D. I drink a lot of water. I don't drink a lot. I don't, you know, really party anymore. I don't eat the best, you know. I try and eat healthy, but, you know, it's not always easy. I still love pizza and fast food. But, yeah, I don't know. I think with the vaccine stuff, it's crazy. I mean, you got people out here, mostly liberals, I hate to say it, that are wishing death upon the unvaccinated. It's fucking sick. Like, you know, like, everyone has a friend or family member who's unvaccinated and doesn't plan on getting vaccinated, and they have their reasons, and that's fine. I mean, this is, again, this is America. It's a free country. And I guess the one negative thing I have to say about the unvaccinated is it's kind of keeping this thing going. Now, you could say, hey, if like 90% of the country was vaccinated and COVID was still out there, oh, I was wrong. I guess it's not keeping it going. I guess it doesn't matter. Because people are still getting COVID breakthrough cases when they're vaccinated. And I know they're not getting as sick. I know, you know, if you're vaccinated, the symptoms aren't as bad. And that's what, you know, my whole thing is like, why are we ragging on the unvaccinated? Like, that's their problem. It's on them. You know, if they don't want to get vaccinated, that's their, you know, they'll suffer the consequences, you know. But I guess the negative is that, you know, well, they're keeping this thing going. They're keeping the pandemic going. And, you know, we can argue that to death. I don't know if that's the case, but whatever. So I don't know when it ends. New York City is about to, I think, mandate vaccinations in schools for children 5 to 11. I, you know, don't quote me on this, but, you know, as far as I know, it's pretty safe for children. I mean, like COVID, like it bounces right through them. They don't really get affected by it. It's a very small population that gets affected by it. You know, if they have pre-existing conditions, of course, it's going to affect them. But if you're a perfectly healthy kid and you get COVID, you're not going to feel the effects. You'll have like a cold. I don't know. I think that's just, you could say the same for healthy people in general. That's usually what's going to happen. But again, we can argue this to a red in the face. You know, this is just how I feel. Like, I just think it's crazy that we're separating the country between, you know, vaccinated and unvaccinated. And, you know, back to the job market. I mean, August saw the most people quit their jobs since the year 2000. That's crazy. 20 years, 21 years. The most people quit their job this past August. Probably because of vaccine mandates. I think it's, well, that's a big part of it. But it also goes back to kind of what I was ranting about in the beginning of this podcast is that, you know, people hate their jobs. You know what I mean? Like, people just are unfulfilled with their job. I think COVID proved that, right? Like, this whole pandemic, like, especially people, frontline workers, as they called them, you know, they had to fucking, you know, work through this whole thing while people got to stay at home. and now they're being forced to get a vaccine, and like, you know, they don't want to do that. It's like insane. You know, same with the healthcare workers who were, you know, the heroes, and now, you know, a lot of them who, you know, they're close to the action, right? And they don't, if they don't believe in the vaccine, it's like, tough nuggies, you know, you're gone, you're toast. And it's like, what? Like, what I've given to you, and now I'm gone? This is insane. So, I don't like that part. You know, Aaron Rodgers, today, it was a big story, he got COVID, and, come to find out, he was, you know, he's been unvaccinated this whole time, which doesn't surprise me. He's kind of like a free spirit type, kind of like Kyrie. And, you know, people are like, oh, he lied. He said he was immunized. Well, immunized means he had COVID and he's immune to it now because he's got the antibodies. So, but that's another thing. Like, why aren't we requiring a card for people who are immune to this thing? I just don't. Like, why can't we do that? People who don't want to get it. And, you know, a lot of places are just like, oh, just show proof of negative test and whatever. But there's a lot of businesses and a lot of places are like, no, like, you have to be fully vaccinated. Okay. And there's the, you know, fake vaccine cards out there. And, you know, a lot of places aren't really checking it. And we'll see how long this lasts for, but it's just all batshit crazy. I'm pretty sick of it. Again, I'm vaccinated, so whatever. And, you know, but do I think you should get the vaccine? I think you should consult with a doctor. Yeah, absolutely. Talk with your doctor. See, you know, have them check you out, see your conditions, see if you're fine to get this vaccine. If you're not fine to get, if he thinks, you know, no, you have X amount of, you have this condition, like, no, the vaccine, you know, you wouldn't react well to it, then don't get it. If he's like, no, you're fully healthy, you know, if you want to get it, go ahead, get it. Consult with a doctor. Trust the science, as they say. So that's my take on vaccines. I know it was like a long take, but this is the most politicized, biggest issue right now in the country, and it's making people go fucking crazy. Yeah, I think it's vaccines and just the job market. And, you know, I'm not impacted personally by the vaccine thing, but the job market, it's tough. It's tough. But that's also on me. That's my own shit. That's trying to figure out, you know, my head, what I want to do with my life. But, you know, I'll figure it out, you know. But again, I want this to be a safe place. I want this to be every other week, every other few weeks, you know, when I come on here on my own and just spit that shit. I want you to be like, okay, you know, Tony's spilling his guts. He's got this going on, that going on. I'll be all right. Like, you know, whatever. And I'm always open to talk to people too. Like, really, I've talked to many people. I'm not going to name names, but I've helped a lot of my close family and friends who have come to me and, you know, said this is going on, that's going on, this is wrong. I love it. I love nothing more than to talk it out with people and help them out. So I'm hoping that this, like I said, this segment will be of value to you and hopefully to myself. And yeah. Until next time, take care. Comb your hair.